Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. We are also reminded that learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by our friends the Wengers. Today we're not studying Mishnayos. We're studying Brises. And these are the Brises in the fourth parak of Masechta Bikurim, parak Dalid, Brisa, Gimel, and Dalid. We're all talking about an androgynous. An androgynous, again, is somebody who has both male and female genitalia. Hermaphrodite, they call it in English. And we had said yesterday that in certain ways, halachically, he's like a man. In certain ways, he's halachically considered like a woman. And in certain ways, he's halachically considered like both. In certain ways, he's halachically considered like none of the above. And of course, in our study yesterday, we talked about how, in what ways is he similar to a man. So now, we start to talk about how, in what ways do we treat the androgynous like a woman. Halachically, Shavu l'nashim, Ketzad asks the Braisa, how is an androgynous considered like a female? Metamig odim kenashim. First thing is that if he sees a red discharge from the body, he is going to be considered tamei like a woman. Veinu misiachidim ha'anashim kenashim. The rules of yichud apply to him with men, just like it applies for women with men, which is an interesting idea in of itself, because yesterday we learned that the rules of Yichud apply to him with men like a woman. Bein azokei, with women like a man, rather. Bein azokei klibam kanashim. It sounds like he can't go ahead and if he becomes a zakuk liyibum, that is to say, if there is a situation where he is the, there is no other yavam but him, the woman, his ex-sister-in-law, would be allowed to go free. She would not have to wait for anything, because he can't have children anyway, and so therefore, yibum is, he is like having a sister. It would be like the deceased brother had a sister. It also doesn't create a yibum situation. He doesn't get a portion of Yerusha like the sons. He's not entitled to a portion, even in the chazi v'shok of a korban, in this situation, like women aren't entitled to korbanos. He's also not allowed to testify, just like a woman is not able to testify. Isuri arayos apply to him, right, in this situation. And upasul min hakuna kanashim, and if there was a bia be'avera, if there were to be a situation where there would be illicit relations, he would be not allowed to partake of truma if he were to be a kohen in that situation, like a bas kohen shezinsa, she's also not entitled to go ahead and partake of truma. Now, shavah la nashim vila nashim ketzad. In what ways is the androgynous similar to a man and a woman? So chayav al nisko kishvisha. If you go ahead and you damage him, it's like you damaged a human being. A human being, whether male or female form, you pay nezek tzar, ripui, shevis, and boshes. So too for an androgynous, you'd have to do that. V'chayav b'chol nizakim kishvisha. He is also chayav to do it for himself. V'horgo b'mezin narag. And if somebody kills an androgynous on purpose, he gets herig, he gets the sword. Death penalty by the sword. B'shogeg, if it was by shogeg, gold alari miklat, he goes to ir miklat. V'imo yoshevis alav dam toar, when he's born, The woman has to, his mother has to go around and keep both days of Yemei Tohar. We know that there's a 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl. So the mother has to keep the chumras of both Yemei Tohar on the 41st and the 81st day for Yemei Tohar. For like anashim v'nashim, v'nocha b'katche agvu kanashim v'nashim, is entitled to collect truma and trumas meiser if he were to be a kohen like men and women. V'ha'omer hareini nazir shezeh ish v'isha. If a person says I am a nazir, that this person in front of me who's an androgynous is a man and a woman, hareiz a nazir. In such a situation, he would be considered a nazir. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will complete Seder Zerayim tomorrow and start Seder Moed as well. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.